AAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies, and at 65 degrees, we look forward to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, and a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. A couple of Memorial Day service updates to pass along to you this morning at 6:30, or rather at 7:30, Jim Field will announce the bulk of the Memorial Day services and activities going on today. But the Atlantic Memorial Day organizer Steve Livengood reports the services are still planned for 10 a.m. today at the Atlantic Cemetery. Once again, Atlantic Memorial Day services still on for 10 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. And in Grant, the Grant services, Memorial Day services at 11 o'clock, was relocated to the Grant United Methodist Church today instead of at the cemetery. In Southwest Iowa news, Pottawatomie County Sheriff's officials report a Nebraska man involved in a motorcycle accident this weekend died from his injuries. Deputies responded around 6 p.m. Saturday to Old Lincoln Highway near the intersection with Teal Lane for the motorcycle accident. Upon arrival, deputies located the driver, 68-year-old Paul Lund of Omaha, suffering from serious injuries. Lund was transported by helicopter to a local hospital and later pronounced dead. Authorities determined he was traveling southbound on Old Lincoln Highway on a 2003 Lincoln, or rather Indian motorcycle. When near the intersection with Teal Lane, he lost control of his machine. There was no one else on board. A reminder, a flash flood watch continues until 10 a.m. today for the entire KJAN listening area. Low-lying and flood-prone areas will be the most susceptible to the dangers of flash flooding. Areas near rivers, creeks, and streams could become flooded during and immediately after heavy rainfall. The severe thunderstorm watch that had been in effect until 8 a.m. for Fremont, Mills, Montgomery, and Page counties was canceled this morning. Police in Red Oak Sunday night arrested a woman on a drug charge. 35-year-old Nicole Leanne Barker of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. of the 2400 block of North 8th Street for possession of drug paraphernalia. Barker was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Authorities in Adams County report Josephine Mason of Prescott was arrested at around 12:26 a.m. Sunday on an assault charge. She was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury first offense. Mason was transported to the Adams County Jail and held without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office said Sunday that a Washington State man had been arrested Saturday on an escape charge. 22-year-old John Walker of Goldendale, Washington, was arrested in the 200 block of Pearl Street in Bedford on an active Taylor County or active warrant, that is, from the Washington State Department of Corrections for escape from custody on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance. Walker was being held in the Taylor County Sheriff's Office until he's extradited to the state of Washington. Only weeks after reopening in the wake of historic flooding along the Missouri River in March, Interstate 29 and on and off ramps for Highway 2 in southwest Iowa were closed once again over the weekend due to flooding. Highway 2 connects southwest Iowa to Nebraska City, Nebraska, over the Missouri River. That as of Saturday morning, floodwater was covering the ramps to the highway from I-29. Flooding has closed numerous other I-29 ramps from Council Bluffs southward for nearly 70 miles. Officials warn that means southbound I-29 travelers will have no gas station access from Council Bluffs until reaching Rockport, Missouri. The Mills County Emergency Management Agency reports hazardous household waste debris removal from residential properties within the flood-affected areas of unincorporated Mills County and the city of Pacific Junction is scheduled for this Wednesday and will be conducted by Trade B Environmental Services, LLC. Hazardous household waste should be in sealed containers and placed in the right-of-way within 10 feet of the edge of the closest road. Hazardous household waste should not be placed in an area to block or disrupt water flow through the ditches. If a property owner cannot reasonably place it within the right-of-way, you're asked to contact the Mills County Engineer's Office at 712-527-4873 to make other arrangements. The Iowa DOT has completed the debris pickup for residents of the area, and there will be additional opportunities scheduled later to serve those who have not completed up their property cleanup. Residents are encouraged to report displaced or orphaned tanks, drums, or other containers found in the flood debris using the online forms located on the Iowa DNR's disaster assistance websites. And DNR officials report a boating incident that left two people with serious injuries on Saturday at Browns Lake just before 4 p.m. two tubers, 17-year-old Adriana Hammond of Sioux City and 39-year-old B.J. Baker of Lawton, were being pulled behind a boat driven by 29-year-old Nicole Baker when the tube struck a stationary boat, causing serious injuries to both tubers. Both Hammond and Baker were taken to a Sioux City hospital. Hammond has since been transferred to an Omaha hospital and underwent surgery and is in stable condition. Baker is still at a Sioux City hospital at last report and was stabilized. Alcohol and drugs were not a factor in the crash. All safety equipment was in place on the boat during the crash, and the tubers were wearing personal flotation devices. Charges are pending. In our funeral announcements, Mary Wallace, age 88, of Greenfield, died May the 19th in Creston. Celebration of life services for Mary Wallace will be today at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Loretta Hood Barnett, age 84, of Stewart, died Friday at her home in rural Stewart. Funeral services for Loretta Barnett will be held Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, with a luncheon to be held afterward at the Heartland Baptist Church in Stewart. Joy Carr, age 75, of Anita, died May 21st at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life service for Joy Carr will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Anita Congregational United Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marjorie Johnson, age 96, of Lewis, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Marjorie Johnson will be held on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Anna Mae Lucian, age 100, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Anna Mae Lucian will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Harriet Elf, age 90, of Anita, died Friday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Harriet Elf will be this Thursday at 3 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Merlin Schramm, age 88, 6 of Atlantic, died Saturday. A celebration of life memorial service for Merlin Schramm will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.